Thanks for listening to We Are the Great Turning. This is your bonus for episode 3 of our series, We Begin with Gratitude. We made these bonuses to support you to take the main insights from the podcast deeper into your life. And in this bonus, we're going to do a loving kindness meditation. The work that reconnects is meant to be done in community. So while you can do this meditation alone, we recommend that you do it instead with a partner or in a group so that you can talk about your experience together after you're done. If you aren't already in a podcast club, a group of people listening to the episode and gathering to discuss and do these bonus exercises, you can find instructions for how to start one at wearethegreatturning.com. All you'll need for this bonus exercise is a place where you can close your eyes and relax. Joanna first received instruction in loving kindness meditation from Sister Karma Kechang Palmo, a nun in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. And years later, she practiced it again when she was supporting and learning from the Sarvodaya Shramadana movement for community development in Sri Lanka, where it's a beloved practice. This loving kindness meditation that I'm about to share with you is one that Joanna adapted for use in the West. So close your eyes and begin to relax, exhaling to expel all tension. Now center in on the normal flow of the breath, letting go of all extraneous thoughts as you passively watch the breathing in and breathing out. Now, call to mind someone you love very dearly. In your mind's eye, see the face of that beloved one. Silently speak their name. Feel your love for this being, like a current of energy coming through you. Now let yourself experience how much you want this person to be freed from fear. How intensely you desire that this person be released from greed and ill will, from confusion and sorrow, and all the causes of suffering. That very desire is the great loving kindness. Continue to feel that warm flow coming through your heart. And see in your mind's eye those with whom you share your daily life. The people you live with and work with, family, close friends, colleagues, and let them appear around you. Behold them. One by one, silently speaking their names. And direct to each in turn that same current of loving kindness, undiluted. Among these beings may be some with whom you are uncomfortable or in conflict. With those especially, experience your desire that each be free from fear, from hatred, free from greed and ignorance, and all the causes of suffering. Now, in wider concentric circles, allow your relatives and acquaintances to appear. Let the beam of loving kindness play on them as well, pausing on the faces that appear in your mind's eye. With each of them as well, experience how much you want their freedom from greed, fear, hatred, and confusion. How much you want all beings to be happy. Beyond them, in concentric circles that are wider yet, appear now all beings with whom you share this planet time. Though you have not met, your lives are interconnected in ways that you do not know. To these beings as well, direct that same powerful current of loving kindness. Experience your desire and your intention that each one awaken from fear and hatred, from greed and confusion, that all beings be released from suffering. As in the ancient Buddhist meditation, we direct the loving kindness now to all the hungry ghosts, the restless spirits that roam in suffering, still prey to fear and confusion. May they find rest in the great loving kindness and in the deep peace it brings. By the power of our imagination, let's move out now beyond our planet, out into the universe, into other solar systems, other galaxies, other Buddha fields. The current of loving kindness is not affected by physical distances, and we direct it now as if aiming a beam of light to all centers of conscious life. To all sentient beings everywhere, we direct our heartfelt wish that they too be free of fear and greed and hatred and confusion and the causes of suffering. May all beings be happy. Now, from out in the interstellar distances, turn and behold your own planet, your home. See it suspended there in the blackness of space, like a jewel turning in the light of its sun. That living blue-green planet, laced with swirls of white, is the source of all that you are. All that you've ever known and cherished. Feel how intensely you desire that it survive the mounting dangers and wounds of this time. Direct toward it the strong current of your love and prayers for its healing. Slowly approach this planet now, drawing nearer and nearer, returning to this very part of it, this region, this place. And as you enter this place, behold the being you know best of all, the person you've been given to be in this lifetime. You know this person's need for love and strong desire to do the right thing. Let the face of this being, your own face, appear before you. Speak the name that you are called in love. an experience with that same strong current of loving kindness. How deeply you desire that this being be free from fear, released from greed and hatred, liberated from ignorance and confusion and all the causes of suffering. The great loving kindness linking you to all beings is now directed to your own self. Know now the fullness of it. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of We Are the Great Turning. This meditation comes from Chapter 13 of the 2014 edition of Coming Back to Life by Joanna Macy and Molly Brown. Thank you to Sister Karma Kechang Palmo, the Sarvodaya movement in Sri Lanka, Joanna, and Molly. We'll link to the original transcript of this meditation on the episode page at wearethegreatturning.com. There, you can also make a donation to support this work, and you can find a link to our toolkit for forming a podcast club. The work that reconnects is meant to be experienced in community, so please consider sharing this bonus episode with someone you'd like to do loving kindness meditation with. See you next time.